Perdana Podcast. Tan Sri Arshad talks about the early days of ITM, such as when he first got Ealing Technical College in the UK to offer an external diploma program in collaboration with ITM. He also talks about the progressive achievements of ITM, such as offering equal pay for equal work for women. He is also proud of the fact that he had insisted that English be maintained as the medium of instruction.
All this, the background poverty, really make me realize, in short, if I can do it, if I can succeed at least at that time, just to become a pegawai tanpa diplomatic in the MCS, and given that opportunity, all the training, all the possibility, hey, the others from the kampung who are in a better position than I am should be able to do it. I thought deep in me, there is a gap between the industry and the institution. Because I can see people who got an honors degree in geography, he does marketing. Well, he has got to learn about marketing. So why not we introduce yourself? Kebetulan, it is a coincidence. At that time, Dewan Hatria, I got some practice of preparing the student for overseas exam. ACCS, Association Certified Corporate Secretaries, but not ACIS because they wanted more credit. And they did ICMA, Cost and Management Accounting, they have started, but none of them has finished it. So, and then I discovered there is also another body, accounting body, called ACCA, Association Certified Corporate Accountant. Hey, they require 4 credits as well, and you can take it even twice in order to get the credit. So why not give another additional opportunity to do accounting? The other one, the CIMA, is more for manufacturing, more for management, whereas the ACCA will give auditing in external or internal auditing. So I thought there is that opportunity. Now the question is, when you want to start this course, and there is also, they had a British Institute of Management exam. The student had been prepared for the British Institute of Management exam. But then they're going to cut it off. BIM says we're no longer going to conduct examination. You just become a membership. So what we did was, when I went to UK, I met the Ealing Technical College, Dr. Orman G. Picard. Yeah? And then when I went there, I went to his technical college, Ealing Technical College. Then I saw Picard as not only that, he has got Institute of Transport and they got a hotel and catering. So when I went back, I was looking at that. We are talking about the future of the tourism, and so why not? That's good. So when I went back, came back from UK, then I found out, and Ealing Technical College was willing to be the first issue of the external diploma of diploma in business study is done with Ealing Technical College. Then later, after 3 years, we feel there's no need because we then have visitors from America, university, and so we don't need. So in the early days, we really how to crawl, really how to learn from other people who are crawling faster and so on and so forth. So with this type of thing in mind, and it coincides with the fact that there is a Congress Ekonomi Bumi Putra. So I think the vision there is this. Hey, we shall try and do a diploma first. Because at that time, you cannot do a degree only under the law. Only the University of Malaya can do the degree. I thought education is the pillar or trust that can uplift the people's economy. Without education, they cannot do it. But of course, the education, we always think about university, maybe technical college or college agriculture. They are so professional level than college level. Hey, why not try to do the business? So we look at opportunities. So I went to UK to look. You find out ada Chartered Insurance Institute, they prepared to conduct the examination, we take it. Then we have Chartered Institute of Transport, Institute of Purchasing and Supply, Institute of Marketing, and all this can be done by us. So what we did first, we do our diploma, later some of them, because we cannot get degree, we call it advanced diploma, and then ask for recognition equivalent to a degree. And of course, JPA is always worried whether it's the standard. So most of the advanced diploma is given the standard of past degree. I think that was very good on the recognition of the government. Because I need the recognition, not because the industry doesn't need that, but because knowing all orang Melayu, if the diploma is not recognized, they cannot enter government service, it's no use. And that's the one, our greatest weakness. Dia tak mahu kata kita go in the private sector. Whereas government does not recognize the degree from Taiwan for the purpose of teaching, we recognize people who got a Taiwan degree as recognized as if it is honors degree. And even the master's degree at America is not recognized. We recognized it. And also, many people do not know, we are the first institution, which is not government, actually become statutory body, to recognize equal pay for equal work. So women lecturers get the same pay at ITM. And that's why we get, you know, a lot of women lecturers teaching at ITM at that time, because at least if for the purpose of pay, they have not been discriminated. So this is the beginning of ITM. Why I think ITM graduates were most welcome, particularly in those days before the end of the 20th century, is because the medium of instruction is in English. And this is one of my vision. In fact, I think I was stubborn enough not to change the medium of instruction into Bahasa Malaysia. Maybe some people who don't like me will call me, I don't know, dia kata draka, traitor ke apa, for the use of not using Bahasa Malaysia. But I think you must remember, we were sitting for exam from overseas. And then when you look at industry, employment opportunities, most of the language used is either English or sometimes Mandarin. Today, people got some problem, you know, some factories or institutions says, hey, you must have Mandarin. You know, and of course some people protested, but that's it. But to me, yes, if they want Mandarin, why not? Why not we learn Mandarin? Why not we learn English? We're supposed to be good in English and Bahasa. Why not learn Mandarin? And that's why ITM, in the first 2 years, they have to learn, whatever they do, Tamil, Mandarin or Japanese, 2 years. And then second and third year, in addition to that one, they have to learn French, German or Russian. Dan tu belum ada Arabic lagi. But now they should include Arabic and any other language which is useful for Malaysian to do business in the future. In those days, we interview students to get into ITM. So we had a chance to speak to him or to her, whether you are interested or are you coming to ITM because you cannot get admission to the University of Malaya. I understand that. We understand that. If you ask me, then we regard, yes, if you cannot get admitted to University of Malaya, you most welcome to go to ITM. But it's a different type of approach. Remember that. Yeah, remember that. It's a different type of approach. It's more very much professional. Yeah, academic is as important. The approach, the lecturers also, more or less, are committed for the development of the student, irrespective whichever races they are, which I mentioned, the type of people who go there. So, you know, this is the wealth, I call it, quote and unquote, the wealth, kekayaan yang dapat oleh ITM graduate, which university lain tidak dapat. Dan daripada sinilah memberi satu kekuatan kepada your ITM graduate, the way they behave, the way they communicate. And I think one of the greatest success of MARA today are in the educational and professional field. The creation of MARA Junior Science College, MARA and so on, and now they have University Kuala Lumpur and they're going to have University Polytechnic Mara and their professional institution together with German, French, Russian and Spanish. So this is the whole idea of trying to promote, to make Malays and Bumiputera and others to do on the technical and vocational education. So this is a great thing. When Rida and Mara celebrated 50 years, I was the one who was given the award, handed over by Dr. Mahathir. I was the tokoh Rida Mara.